We've been reporting this morning, of course, that scarves and bandanas have been rolled out as acceptable face coverings under the latest COVID-19 guidelines. It is unclear, though, what the rules mean for women who wear a veil or niqab, covering their nose and mouths for religious reasons. With us now, Islamic Women's Council National Coordinator, Aliya Dansizan. Kia ora, assalamu alaikum.
Kia ora and salam, how are you?
How do you wear a mask and a veil?
Well, you just slide it onto your ears and put it underneath, and there is space, so it shouldn't prohibit anyone or cause any difficulties with someone applying the mask. Malaysia's been doing it now for over a year, and they haven't had any difficulties with it at all. So in the way, it won't impede our community at all from being safe. The only issue will be the people who are verifying that they are wearing it. What they will need to do is perhaps ask them to just apply so you can see that they have the apply pressure on so that they can see that the mask is underneath, which is applying pressure just on top, not dropping the veil. And it shouldn't create a problem.
This was what I was going to ask you about, because if it is, as you say, it's worn underneath the veil, it would not presumably be appropriate to ask someone to take their veil off, to lift their veil in any way to ascertain that they're wearing a mask?
Exactly. But the material on top is quite light and so wouldn't be protective in the sense for the virus, but is you're able to press around the nose just with a V, and you'll be able to see the outline that the mask is there. And so there isn't anything that's revealed regarding the person's beauty, or and therefore, you know, people who wear the veil feel they shouldn't show it to other people who are not within their family.
Because I guess somewhere like Malaysia, it's much more widespread that people do wear niqabs or whatever kinds of veils, whereas here it's not so much, perhaps. And
exactly.
I mean, has the community been encountering problems or issues with this previously?
No, and it hasn't been a complaint at all issued with it. And what we have been saying as a council is that people need to be proactive in saying, these are my needs and I can show you like this. And there won't be a problem with it. What also it brings with the mask is the safety. You know, all of us are safe wearing a mask, and that has been a challenge. And I'm just putting it forward, it's been a challenge people have been raising, saying we wouldn't be safe before COVID, and that's a reason to ban the niqab. But for women who wear it, it's a very important thing. So people who are asking people to wear it, you know, be respectful. We can accommodate and make it work for everyone.
Now that the mandate has come in and it's perhaps more stringent than it has been in some areas, whether it's in workplaces or where places people are going, do you anticipate that problems could arise?
I don't think if people articulate, I'm able to show you this way. I haven't seen anyone have a problem thus far. And they haven't raised it. People, because they know our council advocates for our positions, they have not raised a concern like that before with us. If they do, we will give them advice on how to address it. And obviously, it's a polite conversation initially going, you can see it. The other thing is, if they are surveilling in that way, you can ask and request that a female interact with you. And it's not a problem. You know, but honestly, the person at a checkout or at the entrance, you can see the N95, even usually through the niqab, like the shape of it, so you know they have it on. Yeah.
Thank you very much for update. That is Islamic Women's Council National Coordinator, Aliya Dansizan.